This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, question of the day, Tom, 713-572-4610. What's something that you rigged or cheated on, inspired by the NBA draft lottery that happened yesterday? A team that had just under 2% chance of having getting the first overall pick did it. The Dallas Mavericks will likely draft Cooper Flagg come June. It is in June, right? Or is it July? I can't remember, but it is.
It was rigged.
Okay.
I want to say June.
I think it's June.
It was rigged.
I like how you say likely too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never know with the Dallas Mavericks.
Stay tuned for confessions.
People started doing them jokes about Nico Harrison, like watch him mess around and draft somebody else.
I like how you covered yourself saying likely.
I mean, I gotta be as correct as hopefully possible in that instance. But yeah, what are some ways that you have rigged something or cheated in the way that y'all say that Adam Silver is for Dallas? And San Antonio, and then Philadelphia. We didn't talk about them jumping up into the top four as well. And I was like, what they going to do?
Yeah.
They're just going to have that player have to play a whole bunch of minutes when Paul George and Joel Embiid get injured? Is that what happens? Yeah. Okay, very good.
Trade the pick for some has-been.
You think Daryl Morey would trade a pick for a has-been?
For Carmelo.
I was about to say, who was an injury prone? It had to be Embiid.
Yeah,
it'll be Embiid. Because he went after Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was waiting for this text to come in from the 346, my ex. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
But, let's start the bidding with John Lopez, who might – actually, no, let's start the bidding with Figgy Fig, because I feel like John Lopez is going to go ahead and win this one very quickly. So, is there anything that you've rigged or cheated?
Yeah, I wouldn't say rigged, but
– come on, be honest.
It is something I lied about, though. Yeah. I would say I lied about this. So, when I used to work at a group home, mm-hmm. I used to work overnights. And I tried to get off of this night, and my manager just being a B.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he said, nah, you can't get off that night. She wouldn't find nobody to cover me.
Yeah.
And the reason I was trying to get off because I was trying to go to a club. So this was like, I want to say this was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
And they had like a party going on downtown. So what I did was I made sure all the clients, it was four older guys,
mm-hmm.
and talk about easy to take care of.
Yeah.
Like you give them dinner, all this other stuff.
Good to go.
They go in their room, watch TV, go to sleep. Like you don't have to do anything. So what I did, they went to sleep. I made sure everybody was good. I went on to the club,
you
man.
Booked it.
Yep. I left the house. I made sure everything was good.
That's wild.
I was on the clock.
That was actually right on line with what I was going to go with because I thought rigged and I was like, man.
I came back a little tipsy.
Yeah.
I came back around 3 in the morning. I was fine. I wasn't like drunk, but I was a little came back 3-4 in the morning. Everything was cool, man.
That is right along the lines because I was thinking about when I used to work at a sporting goods store.
Yeah.
Got to show up on time to your shift.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I didn't. But, you know, that score, that clock in very much was right. So, you know, go through means sometimes if you could get one of your coworkers that help you out, make sure that you get your time right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes revise the time because, you know, when they got the digital
things,
go ahead and put me in at 8 o'clock instead of 8:15 like when I came in. those types of things. I feel like I'm generally a good upstanding person, but I was like, look, man, I'm not taking no demerits. Y'all not about to fire me because y'all got me up here doing nothing at 8 in the morning. So, I definitely rigged the timesheet quite a few times when I was, it's part-time work.
So I got a couple that immediately popped into mind. High school chemistry class, there was this girl that worked in the counselor's office that kind of had a crush on me or whatever.
There you go.
And
that's the end.
And she would make copies of all the tests for the teachers.
Mm.
So, you know, I kind of cozied up to her for a couple of days and yada yada yada. I kind of knew all the answers to every test.
Unbelievable. We're gonna find out that Lopez scammed his way into that degree.
You do that at A&M too?
No, I didn't do it.
You definitely did that at A&M.
I did not. But this is my favorite one. So I was at Wendover. I was in Wendover, Nevada. I was covering a game in Utah Jazz. And you can drive from Utah into Nevada. It's about a 90-minute drive if I'm remembering it correctly. And go to some small ass casinos. And it was the Peppermill Casino. And me.
That just sounds smoky.
Yeah, Peppermill Casino. I'll never forget it. Me and Doug Moe Jr. Remember Doug Moe coached in the NBA for ABA and NBA for years and years? Doug Moe Jr. was an assistant coach. He goes, I'll go with you. So we drove to Wendover and we're playing dice, which of course I always play, as you know. And.
You a dice? Okay.
Always.
Shooting dice.
100% of the time for 35 years. So anyway. The guy that rakes the dice, you know, you put five dice and you pick two, blah, blah, blah. Anybody who's played dice knows what I'm talking about. You're supposed to cover them and shake them between each roll. He would just rake them to in front of him, and then he'd push them to the next roller, and you pick two. Well, I had a good roll with these two dice. And so when I saw that he raked them but didn't cover them, I leaned over to Doug Moe, who was next to me. I said, pick the two on the left. Because I had a good roll.
Because mm-hmm.
certain dice are more forgiving than others. They have little little flaws in them or whatever.
Okay.
He picked the two on the left, and we had another good roll. He ended up telling the person next to him because it was.
Oh, y'all was being too generous.
It was their mistake.
Y'all being too generous.
And they said, pick the two in the middle or whatever. Had another good roll.
I can't wait till he gets caught in the story because it's going to happen. You start telling secrets to everybody.
By the time it came back around to me, everybody at the table knew that the guy was making a mistake not covering them and which two dice were the most forgiving. And yada, yada, yada. Nobody told on anybody. I put in for $300. I've told this story in the past. I didn't exactly say that we were kind of finagling the dice. I walked out of there with $4,800.
Hey,
Because it was all their fault. So I kind of.
Where was the pit master?
You're supposed to cover the dice and shake them up. But instead, he would just kind of rake them to himself, and you could always see which two dice, you know, were the forgiving ones.
I feel like he might have been doing it on purpose.
Send that man a Christmas card, man.
That man was sick of his job. He was like, oh, y'all.
Like, let me get your contact info, man. Next time you on the clock.
I walked like out of there with $4,800 on a $300 in.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, that's a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How about this one from the 713? And shout out to the industrious nature of children. Playing my 9-year-old nephew in 2K, and he wasn't missing any shots. Started getting mad. Found out he changed his settings so he would make every shot.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's good. Heady play, though. Heady play. Shout out. And Black Greg, you should be ashamed of yourself. 832. Used to play Words with Friends. Also had an app where you could type your letters and it would generate words for you. Not proud of my cheating. Hey. But losing wasn't enough.
Hey, salute the Black Greg. I did that before.
Nah.
Because I was playing the hard way, and then I found out it was an app that would show you everything.
What you mean the hard way? You were playing the game.
Yeah, that was the hard way.
the game was the hard way.
And then at the time, I was playing against some girls or something like that. Yeah. And they was just like, dang, you keep winning.
I'm good.
I'm over here with an app.
This man got his thumb on the scale. From the 832, a gentleman's club formerly on Hillcroft and West Park had an amateur night. They said their friend and them were chosen to be two of the three judges.
Mm-hmm.
They, quote, brokered an agreement, close quote, with one of the contestants before the competition to guarantee her winning.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I know somebody.
That's a hell of a rig.
Wow.
I know that somebody that wound up in the VIP room.
That is. Wow.
Man.
And then
you out there with the NBA, man.
Yeah, man.
That's a rig right there. She was winning all along.
There was no way she could lose. Neither could they.
Yeah, I feel like for an amateur night, I feel like you got what you paid for, right? Like, I think you handled up in the way that you wanted to. And then from the Twitch chat, the YouTube chat, rigged the resume for a job interview that they eventually will trade you for. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like that's usually all right. Now, the ones that I always get are the ones where people put on their resume things that, you know, they know damn well they don't know, and you're not going, nobody's going to help you with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are just setting yourself up for getting fired here in a few weeks. So it really is a short con.
Sit here and talk about you doing coding for 5 years.
That's
brother,
right.
You don't know what coding is.
Hey, my brother from another mother says that he still has the USB with all the answers to tests from college. So somebody gave him the USB.
I wish I would have had y'all in my class. I would have graduated.
And from the 713, worked at a restaurant. They would put names in the hat for most helpful server and get a free meal at the end of the shift. Told everyone to vote for them. And then you'd vote for them, and they voted twice. That's real scam work, man. Real scam work. And then not much, but back in college, my brother and I would play spades online, and we would sit on the phone and tell each other, was cross-talking.
Talking over the board.
Cross-talking.
Man.
See, that might be the most disrespectful thing, all the things that we got in
it's
here.
It's nothing worse playing spades, somebody talking over the board.
That's real nasty.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Nah, the game is over at that point.
This is why digital spades don't compare. If we playing spades, it better be a real table and real cards.
Yeah. See, as a kid, if you playing as a young kid, you could be like, you owe me 4 books. Yeah. But as a grown man, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody lost. It's over.
Oh, man.
Wait, okay. So, one more before we go here. I'm just amazed that this is how this works, because they said this happened in 1986, and this is the only way it could work.
Mm-hmm.
Fix my friend's final report card in the 8th grade so he could pass and go to 9th grade with us.
Like that. Like,
did that work?
They had the one copy?
The one copy.
That worked?
Well, remember, you've seen that thing on all over social media where they turn an F into an A+. That's what he did.
That's
what I did that one time. I was supposed to go on a field trip,
mm-hmm.
and my mom wasn't going to sign the permission slip. So what I do, I wrote her name. I wrote the name, and it worked.
It worked.
You was out here forging signatures.
I was, man.
I couldn't forge my mama's signature. Actually, until there was a point in time where I got old enough, she was like, I'm not signing that. Just put my name on there. And I was like, okay, cool.
Well, I can do that.
My mother never did.
I can do that on everything.
See, no, I knew better than that. I did not want the other side of that. She would find out.
Yeah, and this was like 2nd grade, man. Like, I obviously couldn't really write cursive like that.
Yeah.
I would put a capital P and then a little zit, 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 zit. G, a regular G, zit, 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 zit. I can't believe they went through with that.
That teacher was like, I don't care enough. Yeah. Just get on the bus. Just get on the bus.
You're going.
We don't care.
You're going.
It's better. We don't want to leave someone back here to wait for you anyway. Just get on the bus. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the NBA that people in this room still think is rigged, especially for giving the Dallas Mavericks number one pick. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where we've got more and more schedule nuggets, including, the break for the Texans that happened. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.